Beginning to read at verse 4. As you come to him, that is Christ, the living stone, rejected by man, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. God will bless that reading of his word to us. The Apostle Peter is writing at a time when the church was facing a lot of difficulties. Peter himself had experienced disappointment. He had experienced failure. But above all, he had experienced forgiveness. And I believe that's why he emphasizes that about mercy. Now you have received mercy. Because Peter, he said he was going to follow Jesus all the way, and we know that he failed. We know that he could not keep to his word. And yet, Jesus demonstrated to him that he was still loved, despite the fact that he had failed. And he was given the opportunity to put things right, and Jesus gave him three, he denied knowing Jesus on three occasions, and Jesus gave him three times, gave him the opportunity to say, "Lord, you know I love you." After the resurrection, Jesus appeared on the beach. And Peter experienced forgiveness, and Jesus said, "Come, follow me." And Peter it was that got up at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and went out into the streets of Jerusalem. It was Peter whose message is recorded in the Acts of the Apostles as he shared the wonderful good news. And Peter is emphasizing the importance of a foundation, of a cornerstone, and talking to the believers to say that Jesus is the cornerstone, that he was rejected, but to you he is precious. And he is saying that you are being built, you are like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, So we have this picture here of this building. You know, it's I go back to the UK, and there are some buildings that never had a foundation. they've been standing for many years, but they never had a foundation, and they're wobbly. They're not very... you can see the way in which over the years they have not really stood firm. The importance of a foundation. And Peter is reminding the believers that Jesus is the most important person that we need to be recognizing. And that because of what Jesus has done for us, he did it because he considered us to be precious. What I want us to think about today is not the foundation, but we need to recognize that. But I want us to understand something of what Peter is saying when he talks about aliens and strangers. I wonder if there's anybody here, when you came to Canada, was described as an alien. An alien, you know, I guess today people's mindset thinks of an alien as somebody from outer space. But an alien is somebody who doesn't belong in that nation, is not a citizen of that nation. Right? So an alien doesn't have I guess in one way I am described as I'm considered a permanent resident, but I'm not a citizen of Canada yet. My application is still in the works somewhere. But, you know, to be an alien means that you don't really belong. You're living there, but you don't really belong. And you know, it's important for us to feel that we belong somewhere. Now, what Peter is saying to the believers here is something that is important for us to recognize. When he is saying, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world. Why, what is he saying? He's saying that we don't really belong to this world. We are living in the world, but we've been born again by the Spirit of God, and so we are citizens of heaven, but we are living in the world. And so what he is really emphasizing is that we know that we are here as ambassadors of heaven. If we've accepted Christ as our Savior, we have come to know His forgiveness, we have been chosen by Him, we belong to Him, then we belong to heaven. Heaven is our home. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through, says the old spiritual song. And Peter is emphasizing that we don't hold dearly to the things of this world, but we should hold dearly to the things of heaven, the spiritual things, the way in which God has chosen us, the way in which He looks upon us and considers us to be precious. He is saying, you know, you don't belong here, but you're living here, but you are here as ambassadors. But more than that, he talks about the believer as having a very special position. He says, you're being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You see, we come to God through Jesus. He is the one that has made it possible for us to be citizens of heaven. And so in verse 9 of this chapter, Peter is emphasizing, yes, you are aliens and strangers in this world, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Wow. We need to grasp that. We need to hold on to that. We need to get excited about that, that we are considered by God to be precious. A chosen people. He has chosen us. We have chosen him. It's one of those mysteries. A royal priesthood, meaning that we are representatives. We are. Every believer is considered to be a priest. We can bring our offerings to God, our offerings of praise. Bring our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. In God's sight, we are special. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You see, we are not of this world, we are of heaven. But we are living our lives out on this world. And we are belonging to God. Last week we thought about God being our Heavenly Father. What a privilege. And so Peter, as he is bringing this to the believers, this message is a message of hope. It's a message of recognizing what God has done. He said, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. And yet he goes on to say, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world. You see, we have a higher calling. Our place, our home is heaven. We are heading home. But we are living on this earth. God has placed us where we are to serve him. And so he gives instructions to us that we must consider ourselves as aliens and strangers. You know, the problem sometimes is that we hold on to the things of this world. And we think they are precious. And we need to let go sometimes. And God will bless us. God will, you know, it's so easy for us to fret, to get anxious about things of this world. And if we, the words of the chorus that we sing sometimes, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full on his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. What we have been called to be is a people of God, a people belonging to God, and we will show that in our lives. It is being demonstrated in the South Asian ministry. It is being demonstrated wherever we are. We are living here, and we need to recognize that we are aliens and strangers in this world. He gives instructions to them, he says, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Again, Paul says, don't let sin have dominion over you. We need to release ourselves and know God's freedom as we come to him. As we ask his forgiveness, as we ask him to fill us with his spirit, and we live our lives for him. And so he gives instructions to the believers, Peter sharing his own experience and recognizing that once that he has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in this world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your souls. And somebody was sharing with me this past week about how their faith was being challenged and how they were being told they're not walking the walk. They're talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. In other words, they were being challenged from somebody who was not a believer to say, you know, you say that you're a believer, you say what you say, and that's so totally untrue. And I gave that person these words here in verse 12. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. We will be accused as believers of all kinds of things, but remember that it is God we answer to. And God sees all things. And so Peter, as he shares here, says, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and may glorify God on the day he visits. The message says it this way, friends, this world is not your home. So don't make yourselves cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. Live an exemplary life among the natives so that your actions will refute their prejudices. Then they'll be won over to God's side and be there to join in the celebration when he arrives. You see, Peter is emphasizing, don't get cozy in this world. Don't hold on to things that are temporal, but hold on to the things that are eternal. Remember that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. It's God we belong to. He is our Heavenly Father. So it's okay. Live your lives. I urge you as aliens and strangers in this world. It's not bad, but it's important for us to remember that we are aliens and strangers in this world because we have a higher calling. We are God's people. We belong to Him. He considers us to be precious. In the earlier part of the reading, I'll read the message here. It says, welcome to the living stone, the source of life. The workmen took one look and threw it out. God set it in the place of honor. Present yourselves as building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life, in which you'll serve as holy priests, offering Christ-approved lives up to God. The scriptures provide precedent. Look, I'm setting a stone in Zion, a cornerstone in the place of honor. Whoever trusts in this stone as a foundation will never have cause to regret it. To you who trust him, he's a stone to be proud of. But to those who refuse to trust him, the stone the workmen threw out is now the chief foundation stone. For the untrusting, it's a stone to trip over, a boulder blocking the way. They trip and fall because they refuse to obey, just as predicted. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he has made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Wow. How blessed we are. As aliens and strangers in this world, we belong to God. Our home is in heaven. May we be, as Peter says, those who live such good lives that though we are accused of doing wrong, those who accuse us will see our good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Don't hold on to the things of this world. Be ready to give up. Be ready to release, to let go. Let go and let God have his way. God wants to bless you. He has chosen you. You are precious in his sight. You know, I just can't get over how excited I get when I think of the way that God blesses. And I know I don't deserve it, but he blesses. Maybe the same for each of us, but God wants to bless us. We belong to him. Let us live godly lives that will bring praise to him. Don't draw attention to yourself, but point to the Savior who loves us and gave himself for us. We are all ambassadors where we are. We represent our heavenly country. We represent our King. We belong to him. Be encouraged. It's a message that needs to be heard, and I'm praying that on Thursday, Bracebridge will hear the message and will see Jesus in the center of our worship. We're going to sing together a hymn which is 562. We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right, a story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light. Thank you for the joy that we know that we belong to you. And Lord, we pray that we might be good ambassadors for you. that we might recognize that we are aliens and strangers, but citizens of heaven. So bless us in our daily lives. Help us to know that you're present with us. Give us the strength we need day by day to recognize that we are representing you. So bless us, we pray. May each of us know your blessing, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.